Hey everyone, this is Dupree here. Listen, I want to talk to you about investing in drink machines. Drink machines have been a very good income for me. I think that it's one of the best residual investments you can ever make. It's something that you can do part-time. Just a good way of making extra money. And one other thing I want to share with you, when it comes to drink machines, I recommend cans over bottles. That you have the pros and cons. The cans, they have a longer expiration than bottles. So if you have a location that that's kind of slow, that doesn't sell as fast, then you want to use cans because it lasts longer. If you have a location that the drinks are selling real fast, you probably want to use bottles, especially if they're a place where you think that people might want to, the people that work there want to be able to drink a little bit and close it back up, put it in the refrigerator, something like that. Bottles are definitely better if it sells faster and they have access to a refrigerator. Okay, this is Dupree, and thanks for listening. Hey everybody, this is Dupree. Listen, people ask me all the time, what should I invest in? You know, there's so many things to invest in. But my advice is to do something that you love doing, and as long as it makes sense to you. I just really feel that you have to be passionate about something and just use your good common sense and just enjoy whatever it is. For me personally, vending machines, real estate, stocks, things like that to me are have been very lucrative. So, I what works for me may not work for you, but giving you my honest opinion, those are my tips for today. Okay. This is Dupree, and thanks for listening. Hey, this is Dupree here, and I want to talk to you about snack machines. Now, earlier I mentioned about drink machines, which is a good way to have residual income, just extra money. It's good to have one or two small locations, even if you have a full-time job. Snack machines, it's a little bit more tricky because you have chips and stuff like that, which the expiration date, it just doesn't last as long. So if you buy some chips, it may give you 30 days before they expire. So you really have to watch that. And you have to watch the candy, crackers, all pastries especially, and then you have to watch where your location is at. So just be real careful when you're dealing with snacks, and good luck. Thanks for listening. This is Dupree.